Excuse my language, but what the hell is going on? This is 2022. What are we seeing here? What is this?
Yeah, somebody sent this video to me. Uyghur women or daughters of the family cannot say no.
Wait, hold on. But if the husband
Chinese restaurant in the other part of China build a restaurant and put this ayat on the floor. So the men were taken, the husbands were taken to the concentration camps.
They'll be taken to these camps then.
That's right.
Many traditional Muslim names are even banned for newborns. Images of Xi Jinping have been placed in some mosques and on prayer mats across the province, an act that offends religious sensibilities. Beards and face veils have been banned, as have some halal products.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. I bet you are all excited for the Olympic Games that are right around the corner. Now, the Olympic Games are the world's only truly global multi-sport celebratory happy day athletics competition, with more than 200 countries participating in over 400 events across the summer and winter games. The Olympics are where the world comes to compete, feel inspired, and be together in, guess where this year? Beijing, China. Now make sure that you visit the modern day Inquisition Holocaust genocide camps that China is also hosting while the world is enjoying sports, fun, and freedom. A genocide, rape of women, abduction of children, the list goes on of the evil things that China is doing to these innocent women, men, and children while the world sleeps, eats, and enjoys the Olympic Games sponsored by China and friends. To tell us more about this, we have our special guest, Dr. Erkin Siddiq, who is the senior advisor to the World Uyghur Congress and the founder of Uyghur Academy. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm very glad to be here.
It's very nice to have you with us. Thank you for being with us here on the Dean Show. So everybody's getting ready for the Olympics?
No, it is a very sad event for us.
And that's very, very tragic to see that, you know, the world, as I opened up, is getting excited to go ahead and enjoy the sports, the food, and the festivals. And we're reminding them, you think it's a good idea that they go visit these modern day Inquisitions, Holocaust, genocide camps while they're there?
Well, if possible, yes. But only the thing is, China has been preparing for some fake scenes for foreign visitors for some time now. So even if they are allowed to go to East Turkestan, they will see some staged scenes, not the real one. So the important thing is for those who try to visit East Turkestan, they should make sure that they want to see the real places and the real people, real witnesses. Otherwise, they will be faked. They will be cheated.
Now, I want to go ahead and get your reaction. We have some senators, congressmen, who are also talking about this.
Senator Jeff Merkley.
And I'm Congressman Jim McGovern.
We are the co-chairs of the Congressional Executive Commission on China. In just a few months, the Winter Olympic Games are scheduled to begin in Beijing, in the shadow of some of the world's most egregious human rights abuses.
We believe it's a mistake for the IOC to hold these games in China at a time when the Chinese government continues to commit genocide, strip Hong Kong's autonomy, squeeze journalists, free thinkers, and civil society throughout mainland China, and bully its critics globally.
We asked the IOC to postpone and relocate these Olympic Games. We asked the corporate sponsors to use their leverage to stand up for human rights. They refused. And the world now awaits Olympic Games with echoes of the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Another time, the prestige of the Olympics was used as a propaganda weapon by a regime trampling human dignity.
The Chinese hosts will put on a spectacle designed to distract from and cover up the human suffering that the government inflicts. The Chinese government has stained the Olympics. It is essential that we remember that behind the shiny facade are human beings.
Today, we announce an effort to focus attention not on the facade, but on real people who are not able to celebrate the Olympic spirit, because they are unjustly imprisoned by the government hosting the games. For each of the next 60 days in the lead up to the opening ceremonies, we'll be highlighting a political prisoner a day.
We will be sharing the cases of members of civil society, lawyers, journalists, Hong Kongers, Uyghurs, and Tibetans, locked up merely for exercising their most basic freedoms. All of these cases are documented in the Commission's Political Prisoner Database. You can learn about them there and by following this countdown on the Commission's social media and website.
We encourage you, the public, to join us. Let the IOC and its partners know that they should be using their leverage to put pressure on the Chinese government to release prisoners of conscience and lessen the stain they are putting on the Olympic spirit.
We all want the Olympics to be a celebration of our athletes and a time for the world to come together. Let's take action now to fight for the true spirit of the Olympics and ensure the games are not abused as a propaganda tool for human rights abusers.
Dr. Erkin, please, excuse my language, but what the hell is going on? This is 2022 coming up, and are we seriously having what we study in history books actually happen today, a modern day genocide, a modern day inquisition happening while the world is just watching, is asleep, playing at the Olympic Games?
Yes, both you and the two congressmen put the issue very well. The thing is, I have been telling the world that the whole world right now headed to a dark era. Why I say that? The reason is, what the Uyghur people are having right now is worse than the Holocaust. I have some contact back home. The information I got is, since 2014, about 9 million Uyghurs have been detained. This number may surprise a lot of people. The reason is Chinese government has been telling the world that the Uyghur population is about 11 or 12 million. They even said this last year. In reality, the actual population number is about 20 million before 2017. There is a speech given by a retired U.S. Army colonel, Vickerson. He says in his speech in 2018, there is about 20 million Uyghurs in Uzbekistan. So now the Chinese government has detained about 9 million of them. They transferred 2.1 million Uyghurs from concentration camps to the other part of China. They were transported, dispersed, and disappeared. If someone goes there and look for them today, I don't know how many will be found. Another 1.8 million Uyghurs have been transferred from concentration camp to prisons and jails, and the rest has been transferred to forced labor factories. Recently, Uyghur Projects Foundation, for which I am the president and the founder, we made a list of the companies that employing Uyghurs as forced labor workers in Uzbekistan, owned by Han Chinese. The list has more than 14,000 factories. Imagine if each factory employs 100 Uyghurs as slave labor workers, the total number will be more than 1.4 million. In reality, all of these companies have much more than 100 people as workers. So this is the real situation. And another piece of information I got is more than 1 million Uyghurs have been killed or died since 2014. The reason, the concentration camp is extremely in a bad condition, and the detainees are given only one or two meals in a day. I got that information from a high-ranking police official in Uzbekistan when he went abroad. When my friend asked him what is the condition in concentration camp, that police official told him, imagine there's a hell on the earth. The situation in the camp is at least 100 times worse than the hell. This is what he said. This is a quote. And Khalbunur Siddiq, the sister Khalbunur Siddiq, who lives in Netherlands, recently testified in Uyghur Tribunal. She was a teacher in several concentration camps in Urumqi. When she was working there, the government brought in several group of Uyghur imams. When they first arrived, they are very healthy, very charming, of laughing, like that. But after 2-3 months, many of them couldn't stand by themselves. They couldn't walk by themselves. The reason is the weather is so cold. They were given only one very thin sheet to cover when they sleep at night. They slept on the concrete floor. This way, those people, many of them, became, they couldn't walk by themselves. They couldn't stand by themselves. We are talking about a time period of 2 or 3 months. If you count from 2014, it has been 7-8 years. If we count from 2017, it's 4 or 5 years since the mass number of Uyghurs were detained. How they can survive, how they can keep themselves alive in a condition like that. So the Western reporters still saying more than 100 people, Uyghur people were detained. No, more than 100 Uyghur people have been killed or died since 2014. This is the situation. So I worry about the world. This is not, this thing does not end with Uyghur people. The whole world is heading to a dark era. The reason I say that is because the, everything is happening right now, in, is going to happen in China. The Winter Olympic Game is like the principle of the International Olympic Game. If you look at the list of their mission statement, China is not implementing any of them. They are doing everything against it.
What's the mission statement? You're talking about the mission statement, what, of the Olympic Games?
That's right.
Please share with us some of their mission statements.
I didn't prepare for that right now, so I cannot tell you right away. But I was in a meeting in 2019 at the Human Rights Watch. We had a discussion about that. We looked at the mission statement of the International Olympic Community, committee, and it is what is happening in China is everything is against every item listed there.
So something in there,
we're living right now.
In there, it talks about like freedom. It talks about, you know, humanity coming together. You know, these things that obviously it's just hypocritical. I mean, you got to be consistent. Like it just doesn't make sense.
But not only this Olympic game, everything that China is doing, if you look at it, they are leading the world in a dark era. They signed every piece of international agreement, treaties, something like that, but they are violating every of them. And in the whole world, the civilization of the whole world is becoming worse and worse on a daily basis. The Uyghur problem is part of it. And I'm so worried about the future of the world.
Is this just bluntly speaking, is just and simplistically, is just because like wherever you go and you pick up an item, it says made in China. So does this have to do with, you know, pretty much that people don't want to rock the boat because everything's made in China?
That's right. It is part of the Chinese strategy to rule the world. People need to remember, if China becomes the number one in the world will be very different. It is unrecognizable if compared to today's world. This is the situation we are heading right now. The Winter Olympic Games is part of it. People should wake up. People should stand up against the tyranny, against the destroying of the civilization by the Chinese government. This is a very bad situation.
There's this video also that you posted. Can you tell us, give us a breakdown of this? What are we seeing here? What is this?
Yeah, somebody sent this video to me and said it's a concentration camp. And there are the guards taking some people out from the group and hitting them until they couldn't stand anymore. I got many pieces of information about what's happening inside the concentration camp. I just mentioned one of them to you.
So this is inside. This is inside those Inquisition camps.
That's right. This looks like a school. The Chinese government converted many other facilities like schools and hospitals into concentration camps. This one looks like one of them. And what they do, they torture the detainees and ask them to say, "Thank you, sir, hitting me. Thank you, sir, beating me," while the guard hitting them. And this is the process of destroying the human dignity completely, human spirit completely. And if you look at the testimonies given during the tribunal, the camp survivors have told the world what they have gone through. This one is actually a better one among the tortures. that they got already.
So you're saying this is a way of just destroying them, breaking them down, their human dignity, everything?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Because, you see, I lost three people that I know in concentration camp. One is my middle school Uyghur literature teacher. He was a teacher for a long time. I took many classes from him from 1971 to 76. And he became the principal of the middle school afterwards, but he was detained in 2018 at the age of 78 and died in the camp 2 months later. His name is Ahedaman. I had another friend, young friend, who came to the U.S. to study. He got 2 master's degrees from the year of 2000 until 2005 in business administration. And after that, he went back. He was detained in 2018 and stayed in a concentration camp for about 9 months. After he was released, he rushed to the hospital and died 9 days later. The reason is internal bleeding. His name is Mutalib Nurmehmet, very strong, very tall guy. And he was tortured in the concentration camp until he cannot make it anymore. So that's why they released him, but he died 9 days later in Urumqi Hospital. You see, I heard many stories like this, the people who were released, if they could survive for the first 2 months, they could live. Otherwise, most of them died within the 2 months after releasing from the concentration camp, because all the people got tortured in the prison. This is one of the Asian Chinese tactics to rule the people. They destroy the people both spiritually and physically. This is happening to the Uyghur people, so that when they come out from the concentration camp, they will be like automatons, not a regular person anymore. They only can act after receiving orders, but not by their own. But the reality is, so far, the Chinese government detained about 9 million Uyghurs, but there's not any release of the people in a substantial way. We only hear and here and there, several ten of them, but the rest are gone, disappeared. This, as I said earlier, they disappeared to the Chinese provinces, to other parts of China for organ harvesting, bioweapon experiments. If you Google halal organ harvesting, you will get very interesting information. The Uyghur people don't eat pork, so very pure in that respect. And the Chinese military marketing them as a halal organ providers and selling their organs. This is a big operation. People should look it up. Wow. And the Chinese government also are taking some people and doing the mass murder. I call this distributed mass murder because the Chinese government are doing it in a very secret way, like they are killing at night, or they are making the conditions of the jails, prisons, concentration camps so bad that these people cannot survive. I don't know the people who are locked up currently in prisons, jails, concentration camps, if they can survive for another 5 to 10 years, because the conditions are so bad and people are dying by large numbers. If the reporters or investigators talk to Uyghurs who are living abroad, they will find every family has several members that are lost already.
Yeah.
This is the situation. But the world so far did not do any investigation in this Uzbekistan and getting information from here and there and saying more than 1 million Uyghurs were detained. In reality, like in Kashgar Prefecture and Khotan Prefecture, about 70% of the population were gone. Originally, before 2016, 95% of the population there were Uyghurs, but they are gone, like 70% of them. If somebody goes there today and visits those places, they can hardly find Uyghur people. This is the reality. And that's why I am saying the situation of the Uyghur people is much worse than the Holocaust, but the world is not investigating, is not sending people to the ground and take a look. Chinese government closed the door. They don't allow any foreigners to go there, like reporters, investigators, observers. And this Chinese government even kicked out Muslim students, like Pakistani students from East Turkestan before 2016. Do you know why? Because very bad thing is happening there. This is the situation currently. This is our situation. And we are very desperate. This should be stopped.
What is happening? We hear stories. Is this confirmed? Is there evidence that you have people from this Communist Party. They put them in, let's say, an average. Now, I want people to imagine you're married, you got your family. So then is this true that now they're putting people to stay in the houses and then having forced marriages and you have rape and all these other things? Is this true? Can you tell us what's happening to the women and children there?
Yes, I got a piece of information just yesterday from someone who are studying in other part of China, Uyghur student. And he told in the message that the survival path for Uyghur people right now is to get married with Han Chinese. Otherwise, no way. This is happening. What you mentioned earlier is that installing Han Chinese men into Uyghur families whose husband has been taken. The number is very large, like 1.5 million Uyghur families. So
Wait. 1.5 million families have had people placed in their homes?
That's right.
So you have
Google. If you Google it, you can find a formal report on that. Yes.
Wow, this is crazy. SubhanAllah. You can't just imagine. I want the American, I want the Italian, I want just the human being to imagine you're in your home and someone places some strange man, some strange person, some political party in your home. And what's he there to do?
The role is to several. One is to just to observe them, just watch them so that they don't play, they don't pray. They don't do anything religious. Another one is to change the mind of Uyghur people to come closer to Han Chinese. Actually, we heard the story of the daughter and the wife getting raped, for example. Right now, Uyghur people cannot say no to Han Chinese, whatever they do. This is the order from the top. So Chinese men who are installed to the Uyghur families can do anything they want. The Uyghur women or daughters of the family cannot say no.
Wait, hold on. But if the husband who has this ghira, if he's in his home, and now what can he do? So from the top, it's saying that this man can come and he can go ahead and have relations with the man's wife.
That's right.
So what happens if naturally
say no?
What happens if the man doesn't let that happen? Her husband,
there's
his
no
mother.
Man. The men were taken. The husbands were taken to the concentration camps.
They'll be taken to these camps then.
That's right. All those 1.5 million families, the husbands were taken. Those are the families that have the husband, the wife, and the children in some cases.
This is wow. There's another video here because this comes down to like what you're saying is so they're trying to have them to test their belief and conviction in their creator, the God Almighty Allah. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure you don't pray, fast, read the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran. I mean, so is this... I mean, this is unheard of at this time. Tell us, what is this here?
Yes, that's the big one. Yeah, this one, some Chinese restaurant in the other part of China build a restaurant and put this ayat on the floor so that the guests can step on it when they want to eat in the restaurant.
So this is the kalima, this is the shahada now. This is ayahs from Quran. So they've actually made this, they've ingrained this on the floor so people can actually walk on the Quran. They can walk on these ayahs, the kalima. This is actually for real?
It is real. This video just came up 2 days ago. It is real. Actually, I can tell you a situation much worse than this. The Gulzira, who testified, she's a Kazakh lady. She testified during the Uyghur tribunal. You can find her testimony on my Twitter account or on the internet. This is what she said. In the cell she was staying, the guard handed in a Quran, put them in a bucket that the people in the cell uses as toilet. Remember, listen carefully. The guard gave Quran to the concentration camp cells to put it in a bucket used as toilet. Because in the concentration camp cells, there is no toilet. There's a bucket. Everybody pees and poo-poos on it. So they put a Quran in the bucket and let them pee and poo-poo on it. You can find this video from the Uyghur Tribunal collections. This is what the Gulzira testified. I put this up on the Twitter. And the Muslims in the world should think who they are dealing with, because most of the Muslim countries in the world are on the bed with the Chinese government. They are supporting the Chinese government against the Uyghur people. But in reality, This is the situation. What they are doing. The thing is, the Chinese government is so hypocritical. If you go to China on a business trip, the Muslim countries' leaders, the government puts Quran and the janamas in their hotel room. And those Muslim leaders got so impressed, saying, China is the only country treated us this way. But on the other hand, look at what they are doing to the Uyghur people and what they are doing to the Quran, to the ayat, just as we saw today.
SubhanAllah. What could, starting with, let's say, Bosnia, this is where my family's from, we see a lot of Chinese tourists. You go there and you go to the center of Sarajevo, and you see so many Chinese tourists there. They're taking pictures, having a great time, right? So what can some country, like, let's say, Bosnia, start with that. What would you advise, you know, the people and the politicians, you know, the leaders, the movers and shakers in a place like Bosnia who have really good relations now and the tourism is open and Chinese come and enjoy there? What would you advise, let's say, the Bosnian officials there? And then from there, you know, developing a framework for the rest of the people to create this awareness.
Yeah, on this issue, I cannot tell them to do something about the Chinese tourists, something like that, because they're all brainwashed. In the thinking of the whole Chinese population right now, the Uyghurs are bad apples, and they should be given the current type of treatment. So even if you talk to the tourists, you will find two situations. One of them, they don't know the Uyghur genocide at all. Another one, they say it's good. The government did a good thing. So I don't know if I can, what kind of advice I can give. The problem is the Chinese government, the CCP government, that's the huge problem, not only for the Uyghur people, but also for the whole world. So the foreign governments should do something about that.
What about masajid? We hear mosques, you know, are being desecrated, they're being destroyed. Is this also true?
Of course. If right now, the only ones standing, the mosques standing in Turkestan, are to deceive the foreign visitors. Or some of them converted to entertainment centers. The mosques converted to entertainment centers where the Chinese tourists go, eat, and drink alcohol. You can find many videos like that right now. The rest is gone. Most of them are gone. The ones that are still standing are for other purposes, political purposes.
This is just hard to imagine and fathom that we're going on 2022, and now someone who wants to practice their God-given right, their freedom to go ahead and read their book that they believe is from the Creator, the Quran, if they want to greet the same way Jesus greeted, peace be with you, you know, if they say God is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, you know, they could actually be taken down to these camps. And
of course, yeah, not that kind of word. Even like I always greet people like a salam or assalamu alaikum. You cannot use this word in East Turkestan.
You cannot use this?
No. Even the names, Muhammad, Abdullah Ahad, all these kind of names are forbidden.
Wait, hold on. Now, even the name, we've heard this, but now, I mean, it's just hard to imagine. So now if you want to name your son, let's say you want to name your son Isa, right? Or Musa, Moses, after Moses. You can't do this?
No, it's not allowed.
You're kidding me.
No, it's not allowed. If you do that, you will go to concentration camp. That's it.
Okay, so how do they go ahead and justify this? How are they getting away with this? You know, okay, we hear the excuse, it's an educational camp because these are extremists, these are radicals. Is that the pretext that is being used?
They're still using that. But in reality, you say that what they captured so far, the detained, the number is very huge. Basically, the Chinese government is against the Uyghur race itself, not the religious belief or something like that. But of course, they consider the religion as a poison. And we have many witnesses who went to jails in the past, and the police tortures them, making them naked, and tortures them. After that, they burn the ladies, Uyghur lady, with cigarettes, and say, call your God to rescue you. There is one lady like this in Netherlands. You can talk to her. She has gone through this. In her body, you can find about 100 burn marks. And the guard did this kind of things to her. Just burned her face with cigarettes. Say, call your God to save you. This is what he said.
Subhanallah. Did they, in UK, they had an independent tribunal that also concluded that this was now, that a genocide is definitely taking place. They interviewed witnesses and they came to this verdict.
Just right. The Uyghur tribunal gave a legal basis to the genocide being committed by the Chinese government. The sad truth is, even after that, just like yesterday, the IOC, the officials say they don't know there's a concentration camps.
Hold on. This
is Uzbekistan.
So hold on. They had the tribunal. It's like a court in UK. You know, they did this and they brought the witnesses, experts, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this is not some like bamboo court. They interviewed the witnesses. They concluded that this is actually a genocide happening. So now what's the people are still these IOC and what are these heads of the Olympic Games and others. What are they saying?
They are saying they don't know there's concentration camps.
Are you kidding me, right? It's hard to just wrap your mind around this. It's like.
That's why I'm saying the whole world is heading to a dark era.
Dark place. Wow.
Because the people lost decency. These people lost decency. I mean, look at, we have proofs. Evidence is everywhere. And they still say they don't believe or they don't know there's concentration camps.
So that's the saying, you know, when good people, you know, remain silent, rather be a Jew, a Christian, you know, whoever's out there, you have where are the feminists, you know, where are the women's rights movements? Where is everybody to be making noise, right? When something happens out there, pray for this, pray for that. But now you have how many millions of people, modern day Inquisition in these concentration camps, a genocide is happening and the world is getting ready to enjoy the Olympic Games in the actual place where it's happening, in China.
That's right. So people called it a genocide game. That's a very good name for it. Mm-hmm. And I know this is going to leave a stain on everybody who supported this kind of act right now. And I don't know how the Olympic game, the people who are participating in the game or fighting in the game or competing in the games, how they deal with this. It's a very sad situation. It will be the stain of the century, as Pompeo pointed out. It's a very sad situation.
Yeah, because now what side of history are you upon? Are you on the right side, the wrong side? So anybody who's participating, would you say, in the Olympic Games, from the athletes to the countries, I mean, this is a call for them to boycott. I mean, this is where you can actually, you know, make a difference, no?
That's right. The one sad truth is when the international community boycotted the Olympic game in Moscow, I don't know which year it is, 1936 or 19-something, the 44 countries joined the boycotting activity. But this time, on December 9th, President Biden invited 110 countries to the summit of democracy. Among them, only 6 countries so far signed up to boycott the Beijing Olympics. Look at this comparison. What happened? What happened in the last half a century time? Where the world is heading right now? It's a very sad situation. It's very sad for us. Also, it's very sad to the whole world.
Well, thank you. We're out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? How can people get more informed? How can people follow some of your work? Have you yourself, has your life been threatened? Do you fear for things happening to you? Because we hear all sorts of, you know, people getting shut down because they're speaking the truth.
That's true. I live in the US and I also work for NASA. I am a senior optical engineer. So I have some guarantee about my safety. But the thing is, in 2006, 2007, and 2009, I visited my homeland and I met with many students, more than 1,000 students, and they all disappeared. This truth is the cause that keeps me awake at night. I have been thinking through something about that. It's a very sad situation. I lost so many people. I hope the world realize what they are into right now. And this is not just Uyghur problem. It may not have something to do with you, with many of the people living right now, but the development is very scary. What the Chinese CCP regime is trying to do is very scary. It may change the fate of this whole world. So I hope people don't keep silent. Stand for justice and humanity, including the Uyghur people. I am very worried. The Uyghur people, my current estimate is people in the prisons, jails, concentration camps may live for another 5 to 10 years. People who are working in factories as forced labor workers may live for another 20, 30 years. And the other people, other Uyghur people in Turkestan can only live maybe 60 or 70 years. After that, this East Turkestan, the Uyghur land, becomes a no-Uyghur land. The one race will be wiped out from the surface of this earth. People should be concerned about this. And we appreciate, we are very grateful for all those who are supporting our cause, trying to save the Uyghur people. Thank you.
Yeah, if anybody out there has any ounce of good iota for human life, you know, do your part. Go ahead and share this, get the information out so you can help make a small part of a big, huge difference that can happen, especially at these Olympic Games. Hopefully many politicians, more people, can movers and shakers can step up, and really even the players start to boycott this 2022 Olympics that's happening where the genocide is happening in Beijing, China. You can go ahead and make a difference by taking
this. Another appeal I have is I am the co-founder and the president of the Uyghur Projects Foundation. It is a nonprofit organization registered in the U.S. Our goal is to preserve the Uyghur language, culture, identity abroad. The Uyghur population is very small outside China. We have only about 100,000 Uyghur people outside East Turkestan and outside Central Asia. So we are trying to preserve the language, culture, and the Uyghur identity among this 100,000 people in diaspora. So please help us if you can financially. We are doing many projects in this regard, and I'll be very grateful for your help.
Thank you very much. May God Almighty, the Creator Allah, bless you for taking this stance and educating the people on what's going on, this modern day genocide, Holocaust, inquisitions that's happening. It's just very, like you said, the world's heading in a dark place. Good people need to step up. Doesn't matter what religion you're from. If you got any ounce of humanity in you, you need to take a stand. Otherwise, it can happen to you tomorrow. God bless you very much. Jazakallah khair. Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Peace.